Let's read a poem with a central image that can be concentrated on. This is a poem called The Parachutist. I think it came largely from my reading the newspaper, two or three years ago, about that incident where a number of sport parachutists would drop from an airplane in cloudy weather that was too high to notice, that was over the Great Lakes, and the parachutists all drowned. In this poem, the central image of a parachutist who is parachuting in winter and plunges into a lake and is drowned, is the central image is mainly an excuse to hang some statements upon that image, a sense of his reacquainting himself with his own self or with his own life more fully, feeling the rightness of it as he falls toward a death he doesn't know is coming. The Parachutist. Then the air was perfect, and his descent to the white earth slowed. Falling became an ability to rest, as the released breath believes in life. Further down it snowed, a confusion of slow novas which his shoes touched upon, which seemed, as he fell by, to be rising. From every small college and rural town, the clearest iced blossoms of thought, but gentle. Then the housetops of friends, who he thought had been speaking of his arrival, withdrew, each from another. He saw that his friends lived in a solitude they had not ever said aloud, and strangely, he thought this good. The world, in fact, which in these moments he came toward, seemed casual. Had he been thinking this all along? A life where he belonged, having lived with himself always as a secret friend. A few may have seen him then, in evidence the stopped dots of children and dogs, a sudden weave of a car, acquaintances circling up into the adventure they imagined. They saw him drop down to the lake which openly awaited him, and here the thin green ice allowed him in. Some ran and were late. These would forever imagine tragedy, endless descent, his face floating among the reeds, unrecognized, as those who imagine the silence of a guest to be mysterious or wrong.